Coach, it's been about a couple of months now since you announced the retirement. Are you still comfortable with it? Are you still at peace with it?
Well, no, I needed to get a statement out there knowing that I wasn't able to tell recruits I could guarantee them 4 years, my staff, to be fair to Barry and the athletic department, to get people to start thinking, you know, everybody kind of thinks they know when they're ready to retire or when they're ready to step aside. I'm not totally sure. Barry said I could change my mind at any time. So I haven't submitted any papers yet. And as I was telling someone earlier, some of the offers these people made here tonight, they made me some offers I can't refuse, so I might stay for another 4 or 5. Who knows? Who knows?
But you still haven't signed your retirement paper.
No, I haven't submitted anything. I just wanted to get it out there that, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this forever. But who can say 1 year? Who can say? I simply cut to the chase by saying I'll do another year, and we'll see what happens in the next X number of months.
So you are open to maybe coming back for more?
I am.
All right. What was so special about last year, Bill? Back-to-back Final Fours?
Well, because the first year, it came from out of nowhere in 2014. Nobody predicted that at all. In 2015, with Frank coming back, everybody said, hey, you know, this team. So our players did that, handling the pressure of being expected to go. And as you guys know, you've been around sports long enough, that doesn't always happen. So I think the way our guys handled all the expectations, got to the championship game, gave it their best effort, came up a little short, but wow, I was glad I was along for the ride.
Well, you lost Frank, you lost Decker. What are your thoughts on this year's team coming up?
Young. This will be the youngest team I've ever had. I will not have a senior on scholarship for the first time. A lot of minutes gone. A lot of points, a lot of rebounds. And I know programs go through that, but for us, it's the youngest team I've ever had. So we'll see how fast they grow.
Are you preparing differently because of that at all?
Well, we only get so many hours with the players, so it's not like we can get them in the gym for an extra 20 hours a month or anything. We're just going to have some guys speed up the process in their own minds and then with their own physical abilities. So the sooner they pick up on our reads offensively, on what's expected defensively, the rotations, our help and recover drills and rotation drills. So we'll see. We'll see what kind of learning curve they're on.
But the interesting thing, though, is you have not. It's not. You may come back if you change your mind. You may come back with more years.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, I'm just, you know, someone who's like a lot of other people who, when they get to this stage in their career, whoever teaches you when the right time is. I was just trying to be up front, out in the open, and put it out there on the table. But I wouldn't be the first guy in the country that ever thought about retirement and then changed their mind. So I'm not doing anything revolutionary here.
Who's been your coaching influence along the way? Who's been your biggest mentor or coaching influence for your career?
Well, my dad, of course, even though he never wanted to coach me, he ended up having me for a couple of years in youth sports, but he normally coached against me until I dropped 42 points on his team to win the Biddy League Championship. Then after that, he said he wanted to coach me. I don't know how that worked out, but he's probably the biggest influence. And then I played for the same guy in high school and college for 7 years. 3 years in high school in Chester, Pennsylvania, and then 4 years at Wilkes University in Wilkesboro, Pennsylvania. So those two guys were huge influences. Also Tom Davis, who's a Platteville grad, and I coached at Platteville. I didn't coach him. He's older than I am, but Tom Davis is a big influence also.